Nicholas Cruz pleaded guilty to murder Wednesday in the 2018 high school massacre in the U.S. city of Parkland, Florida, that left 17 people dead. The 23-year-old entered his pleas in a courtroom hearing attended by a dozen relatives of victims. He answered a long list of questions from a circuit judge aimed at confirming his mental competency. Cruz was charged with 17 counts of murder and 17 counts of attempted first-degree murder for those wounded in the February 14, 2018 attack at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School just outside Fort Lauderdale, Florida. As several parents shook their heads, Cruz apologized, saying, quote, "I'm very sorry for what I did. I can't live with myself sometimes," end quote. A penalty trial will determine if Cruz will receive a sentence of death or life in prison without parole. The judge plans to begin screening jurors next month in hopes testimony can begin in January. The White House is detailing plans for the expected authorization of the Pfizer shot for younger children in a matter of weeks. 5 to 11-year-olds will soon be able to get a COVID-19 shot at their pediatrician's office, local pharmacy, and potentially even their school. The country has ample supplies of shots to vaccinate the roughly 28 million children who will soon be eligible and have been working for months to ensure widespread availability of shots once approved. Federal regulators will meet over the next 2 weeks to weigh the benefits of giving shots to kids after lengthy studies meant to ensure the safety of the vaccines. The White House has also said the upcoming mandate for federal workers to be vaccinated will not cause disruptions to government services that people depend on. The U.S. Supreme Court has declined to block a vaccine requirement for Maine healthcare workers. Justice Stephen Breyer rejected the emergency appeal Tuesday. This is VOA News. Ethiopia launched its third airstrike this week on the capital of the northern Tigray region Wednesday, stepping up a campaign to weaken Tigrayan forces in an almost year-old war. Tigray Television, controlled by the region's Tigray People's Liberation Front, the TPLF, said the attack targeted the center of the city of Mekele, but gave no details of casualties or damage. Ethiopia's government said the airstrike targeted buildings where Tigrayan forces were repairing armaments. The TPLF has been, quote, adept at hiding munitions and heavy artillery in places of worship and using ordinary Tigrayans as a human shield, end quote, Ethiopia's government spokesperson said. Hundreds of Sudanese protesters gathered Tuesday during an ongoing sit-in in the capital, calling on the military to dissolve Sudan's government as the country grappled with what its civilian leadership has called the biggest crisis of a two-year-old transition from autocracy. Protesters, including many who arrived by bus from outside Khartoum, were assembled by a coalition that has aligned itself with Sudan's military, which has accused the civilian political parties of mismanagement and monopolizing power. The military has shared power with civilians in Sudan's transitional authorities since the removal of President Omar al-Bashir in 2019 after 3 decades in power. Civilian leaders have accused the military of seeking to execute a coup in a war of words that began after a coup attempt in late September by Bashir loyalists. Haitians took to the streets of Titianyen in droves to call for the liberation of the kidnapped 17 members of a U.S.-based missionary group as the kidnappers were demanding $1 million ransom per person. In the peaceful demonstration north of Port-au-Prince, dozens of people walked through the streets of Titianyen demanding the release of the missionaries. A top Haitian official, not authorized to speak to the media, told the Associated Press that someone from the 400 Mwozo gang made the demand Saturday in a call to leaders of the ministry group shortly after the abduction. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan met with his Nigerian counterpart Muhammadu Buhari Wednesday in Nigeria's capital. Erdogan has been on a 3-leg Africa trip this week, also visiting Angola and Togo. Speaking after his meeting with Buhari, Erdogan said Turkey and Nigeria are committed to deepening their relationship. And federal agents have been carrying out law enforcement activity at a Washington mansion and New York City townhouse tied to Russian oligarch Oleg Deripaska, who is a close ally of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
The hits, only the voice of America.